In the middle of this, there are different things that one is not allowed to do on Shabbat, type of transactions. Lechosim v'lo miyavnim. Chalitz and Yidim are prohibited on Shabbos. Chalitza, maybe they'll write a Shtar Chalitza. Yibam, he acquired the very chuyas of a married woman by doing Yibam. In Koinsin, even if he made the Kedushin before Shabbos, and now they make the Chuppah on Shabbos, because he's Zoycha to various rites by doing that. V'lo Makdishim, v'lo Marichim, v'lo Mafim, it can't be Makdish something to say this is Hekdish. Was by saying that proclamation, it gets transformed into the Rishos of Hekdesh, which is a type of transaction. If you just say, I'm going to give Tzedakah, even though you have to give Tzedakah, the sins do not take effect on any specific object, it's just a nether that is permitted on Shabbos. Even Hekdesh, he says, Harei Olai, Lahatish, I accept upon myself to be Makdish, it's also permitted because he's not doing the transaction today, just making an effort to be Makdish. The Loi Mafish and Shumas and Maestras, by taking up Shumas and Maestras, you are mistaken the food, so should be some edible. If someone did take up Shumas and Maestras on Shabbos, if he did it in major, it's also to eat on Shabbos because of Kanaan. If he did it in Shogun, because he didn't know that Allah was, it's also to take up Shumas and Maestras on Shabbos, then he can be able to use it. Very important event, one does not make a big event. On Shabbos, it's also a type of transaction. Theoretically, there would be a way of doing it is giving money to the coin and every Shabbos and say that it should take effect on Shabbos. But the Maestro cannot do that because you won't be able to make a good party when you can make a party. The most serious problem though is you cannot make the bracha because you can't make the bracha on Friday because you didn't do the mitzvah then and on Shabbos you didn't do any act. Therefore, you have to wait till after Shabbos. Even though a lunar month is approximately 29 and a half days, so, which is considered a month. There would be room to say that you can make a beginning of that on Friday, if it was 29 and a half days on Friday. Yeah. But the Maisa, the Rupaskins, should not do the beginning on Friday, because when it says Chodesh, over here it means 34 days, and you have to wait till after the 30th day, which would be on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you cannot do the Pidyon Aben, you have to wait till after Shabbos. Ein Megarshin, Elim Kein, who gets Shchil Meira, the Tog of Le'alma. Also, Gershin is the Chal Exeira, maybe they can come to write a get, or other things that are involved with the get. Even the get was written before Shabbos, he's still not allowed to give it over, on Shabbos, unless the person is deathly ill, and they want to give over the get, so that his wife won't have to be Yevama and go through the Ibum process. So they permitted that. Of course, he may get much more sick by the fact that he's very concerned about his wife and he can't do anything about it. So other technical problems we're not going to get into. If he did any of this transaction, hektish, or kedushin, gevushin, and shabbat, from the Eichs, it does say, a mother for a grusha that was a David Shane thinks in such a case that she's not a basula, the Ike Kenyan that he has on her Yerusha might see a dying is the bia, not the chupa. Therefore, if he can have that bia on Shabbos, he's making the Kenyan on Shabbos. The Maita, in Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezra, it explains that you don't need the actual act of bia, it's enough that there's a type of yichud which was. Yichud, which one can have to be in that type of yichud, that's enough to make, you know, the chup itself is not enough, the yichud is enough. And then you probably can agree to that. Yeah. So the Maisa, according to this, if they made their marriage on Friday and they were in a private room together, yishyacha together, then it will be permitted even to have that first beer on Shabbos. Of course, the kinyan already took effect with the yichud. Yeah. So the bottom line is, if somebody's making a chuppah for Zivik Sheni on Friday, you have to make sure that the yichud should be done before Shabbos. And the many places you must say that even by a besula, you should make sure to have the yichud before Shabbos, because not everybody agrees that the chuppah works for a besula, because then we hold it does. But the mice are things that hold it doesn't. Shemuel says by a besula, you don't need a yichud haroi lebila. has only been in a private area, that's good enough. Or even if she was a nida, or people have the ability to go into the room, now that you have a little beer, but still, since they're in a private area with themselves, pretty much private, that's good enough for a kosher for a gesura.